And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. If you get some time, go back and read Congressman David Price on his defense of Obamacare. It was just a year ago, yet he sounds so outdated. When I'm reading him, I feel like I'm in the basement on that 70s show in a beanbag chair with a Led Zeppelin poster and a lava lamp. I get to keep Junior on my health care plan until he's 26? Who's talking about that anymore? It seems decades ago in political years. Now that Obamacare has launched, some 6 million people have lost their health insurance. And today, it's about signing up Junior for Obamacare, and Junior doesn't want any part of it. And even if he did want to sign up, the website. I mean, it's adequate enough to handle maybe the traffic for a consignment shop in Carrboro, but not a national program. The website is like an 8-track tape player that we slapped under the dashboard on our dad's Pontiac station wagon. It's a junker. But David Price, he's an old-fashioned progressive, which means he's worked long and hard all of his life telling other people what to do, and he's determined to fix the 8-track player. Price is like G.K. Chesterton's progressive. He's the policeman standing on the corner, telling the people, move along, without telling them where they're going. And as Obama changes his law from day to day, where we are going is never really clear. But since this new Obamacare law is so malleable, may I suggest adding at least a warning label? Caution, Obamacare is only a progressive theory. Actual implementation may cause catastrophe. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.